Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. Yasar Yosef, owner of Fig Mediterranean Deli, is gearing up to get his business through a potential second wave. Despite being an essential service, he reflects on his business's own set of challenges when the pandemic first hit. One of those challenges being competition with larger chain retail stores to receive product.
There were some difficulty getting product in, whether because of high demand, so the big importers, they would rather sell to a large company than a small outfit like ours. So like we were last on the list.
Yosef also says another obstacle was the delays in shipping caused by situations such as the Port of Montreal strike that lasted from August 10th to August 21st, and occurred due to a labor dispute causing shipments to be backlogged for weeks even after an agreement was reached. At the Port of Vancouver, a lack of staffing created delays in shipments arriving.
We've had that strike in Montreal on the port. So, and of course, we've had the issues of delays, like there were never enough staffing on the ports, for example, to clear containers that are arriving. And I know of a story in Vancouver, the port of Vancouver, where a friend of mine had a shipment came in and sat on the port there for probably a month. It got released. And then they still charged him $25,000 for sitting in the port of Vancouver for a month, which is absolutely disgusting. Because the claim there was they didn't have enough staff to inspect and release the container. So I would call that logistics.
Some changes the deli implemented included changing the physical layout of the store to accommodate social distancing requirements, adding plexiglass barriers to protect staff, and adding signage to direct flow of traffic. Getting access to hand sanitizer was one of the first hurdles they had to overcome in the first weeks of shutdown.
Pretty sure that you know the story. I couldn't find a hand sanitizer anywhere in BC, probably, in the first few weeks. So, just looking back at that period, I am afraid of the next wave. So I'm stocking up on it. I've got three or four cases of hand sanitizers and a few cases of gloves and masks.
In addition to becoming well-suited to the changes needed to take place within his business, Yosef also credits his customers for educating themselves on protocols and going as far as to calling an inspector when adjustments needed to be made. Yosef is also stocking up on products that went up in popularity during the lockdown.
I did recognize a trend during the first period of the shutdown and after. The trend was people were stocking up on food, like on beans, rice, canned tomatoes, tomato sauces, pasta, anything that doesn't spoil quickly. And these are like great things to have around the house. So given their long shelf life and their nutritional value. So therefore, I am stocking up on beans and olives and tomatoes and olive oil, of course, and rice. And yes, we are preparing. I'm just concentrating on my business. I'm here probably about 14 hours a day, and just trying to make things work because we don't know what's coming next. I mean, it's really scary. I have children at schools right now, and we don't know, if we will be faced with another shutdown, God forbid, or whatever it is. So,
is that something that you're preparing for, a potential second wave?
Quite possible, actually, yes. And I've ordered a lot of face masks and sanitizers and gloves for my staff. Like some of the difficulties and the issues that we faced on the first wave.
Despite not applying for benefits from the government due to his business overcoming these challenges, Yosef still holds the Canadian government in high esteem.
Okay, me personally, we did not apply for nothing, like absolutely zero benefit from the government or from the landlord or from anybody, because our business is very healthy and we're doing really, really well. So if we slowed down for 6 weeks, we took measures as we reduced the hours and reduced the staffing. It was natural. So we did not lose any money. It was tough, yes, but we didn't lose any money. But I believe that the government did a superb job on making all funds available for businesses and for individuals. I think we are, you know, the Canadian government is one of a kind in this world. I don't think anybody else enjoyed what we've enjoyed here.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.